Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Doing good, Neil. Our program today is entitled Thoughts on Mandating Immunization in Young Children. Now the U.S. government is setting up a system to report those who disagree with the political and scientific views of the CDC. The U.S. Surgeon General suggested that messages with only a kernel of truth should be reported as a crime to the U.S. Government Center for Medical Services. Medicare could then sanction medical professionals with imagery opposing the CDC message. The CDC propaganda will not tolerate discussion and satire from independent medical thinkers. No scientific debates. All opposition to CDC must be threatened and coerced, if necessary, to shut them up. The Biden administration wheeled out U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy to rebut actor Matthew McConaughey, who said that while he's taken the jab, his kids aren't vaccinated and that he's against vaccine mandates in children. I couldn't mandate having to vaccinate younger kids. I still want to find out more information, the actor said at the New York Times Deal Book Summit earlier in the day, adding that as of right now, he won't vaccinate his children. Rebutting McConaughey's comment, the Surgeon General told CNN that COVID is not harmless in our children, adding many children have died. Sadly, hundreds of children, thousands have been hospitalized. Of course, yet another study was ignored by U.S. health officials in July, revealing that the risk of death or severe illness in COVID-19 teenagers and children is extremely low. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimated that 42% of U.S. children 5 to 11 had COVID by June before the Delta wave, a prevalence that is likely greater than 50% today. Of the 28 million children in that age range, 94 have died of COVID since the pandemic began, and 562 have been hospitalized with COVID infections. Serious complications are so uncommon in this age range that of the 2,186 children in the Pfizer vaccine study, no child in either the vaccine nor the placebo group developed severe illness from COVID. In a study that focused on deaths only, researchers analyzed England's national databases, including the mandatory National Child Mortality Database, to identify all children under 18 who have died as a result of COVID-19 between March and February of 21. During the first year of the pandemic in England, of the 3,105 children who died from all causes, 61 were children who had tested positive for COVID-19. But after differentiating between those who died of SARS-CoV-2 infection and those who died of an alternative cause, but coincidentally had tested positive, the researchers determined that only 25 of the 61 children had died of COVID-19 in a population of over 12 million children. That equated to a mortality rate of 2 in a million. of the 25 children who died with COVID-19, 15 had life-threatening conditions, 16 had multiple comorbidities, and 19 had an underlying chronic health condition. Those young people at higher risk are those who are also at higher risk from any winter virus or illness. That is, young people with multiple health conditions and complex disabilities. COVID-19 does, however, increase the risk for people in these groups to a higher degree than for illnesses such as influenza, seasonal flu. Only 6 of the 25 COVID-19 deaths appear to not have underlying health conditions. In addition, researchers found no deaths in children with an isolated diagnosis of respiratory conditions like asthma, type 1 diabetes, Down syndrome, or epilepsy. However, the researchers noted that during the same time period study, there were 124 deaths from suicide and 268 deaths from trauma, emphasizing that COVID-19 is rarely fatal in children and teenagers. Meanwhile, Murthy's office has been issuing a toolkit which advises Americans not to share unapproved information. A press release from Murthy's office reads, with the authorization of COVID-19 vaccines from children 5 to 11 years old, it is more important than ever that families have access to accurate, scientifically based information. Health misinformation is spreading fast and far online and through our communities. The good news is that we all have the power to help stop the spread of health misinformation during this pandemic and beyond. The statement continues, adding, this is where this toolkit comes in, to provide Americans with resources to help limit and reduce the threat to public health. Now the public can report anyone who mocks the CDC to CMS Medicare. The CMS Gestapo can then be used to suppress debate, satire, imagery, and cartoons. What's next? Revoking medical licenses or Medicare privileges of all those who disagree with the CDC and Big Pharma? Will medical cartoons and satire become the basis for revoking medical licenses or Medicare participation? When non-medical professionals mock the CDC and draw graffiti on walls, will the CDC get them arrested? The need to suppress debate shows a growing dictatorship from the CDC. It is coercion of the opposition to prevent satire, cartoons, and imagery the CDC does not want. How is this different from totalitarian control by the media? Sounds like George Orwell's 1984 to me. These are some thoughts about the government and their suppression of alternative views and non-debating these issues. Continue to get the truth just below the surface from my webcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. Don't have any spaces and no caps. And share this information with as many people as you can so that we can try to get the truth just below the surface to all the citizens of the United States. Thank you, Neil.
Hey, Wynn, appreciate it. Thanks to Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.